Now, let's think about the human brain again. Duncan, we've got a question here which says, is it actually true that women are better at multitasking than men? And is it possible to improve your multitasking ability?
The bottom line, really, with any kind of cognitive task is the more you practice it, the better you get. And so I see no reason that that would be different with multitasking, that you can train it, that people will get better at multitasking. Whenever I give a talk, people often ask about gender differences. In any of our data sets, we tend to find that there are very, very few gender differences. And there aren't, as far as I know, there are no gender differences in multitasking.
Where does this idea come from? Because it's very pervasive, it's commonly said.
There are all sorts of gender stereotypes that are incredibly pervasive. So actually, in 2014, there was a paper in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences where they scanned the brains of 500 men and 500 women, and they used a type of science called network science, which is looking at how different areas of the brain are organized and how they're connected with each other. And they identified some differences between the two groups, between the genders. And on that basis, they said, well, that must be why women are such good social communicators, whereas men are really good at sort of perception and action tasks. And of course, they didn't have any data to suggest that actually that was true. And there's actually a real risk that whenever you identify any differences in the brain, that you use that to kind of peddle some kind of gender stereotype. It's like me saying, like, I've surveyed everyone in this room and the men on average are 10 centimeters taller. That must be why men are such great leaders. Well, we've got no evidence that that's true anyway. So I think that's often why these things become so pervasive, because actually it's just a way of peddling well-entrenched stereotypes.
So beware of the stereotype. And therefore, is there actually any way of getting better at multitasking if you're not good at it to start with? Are there various techniques that one can employ to improve?
Well, I've never tried it, but the bottom line with cognition is that practice makes perfect. So you get these a really massive practice effect, even on very complicated tasks. Whether it generalizes to other sorts of multitasking is a bit of a gray area.